Dance through the darkness, sing through the fire, praise when it don't make sense. Sometimes you gotta stare down a giant, worship when the lion's den. Sometimes you gotta shout it from the mountain, louder in the valley, trusting that he's gonna get you there. Sometimes you gotta welcome the wonder, wait for the answer, worship with your hands in the air. I praise you anywhere. Praise, give him praise, give him praise. Prison, cry out to heaven, shout to the door, swing wide. Sometimes you gotta stand on your shackles, brave in the battle, worship with your hands held high. I praise you anywhere. Praise, give a praise, give a praise, in the highest praise.
My cross you bore, so I could live. Oh, Hallelujah. 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 I think we need to go back, Brian, and play that last part about be exalted now in the heavens from there. Can we go back and play that again? Be exalted now in the heavens, but not just in the heavens, not just in the heavens, but filling this place. Can we fill this place, Lord? Can you give him a shout of praise because he is worthy? You know, as I was standing over there, the words from John 15, 12, and 13 came to my mind. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. I mean, can you give him a shout of praise? Can you think about what he has done for us? The cost that he bore for all of us. Hallelujah, Lord. And as we get ready to do this outreach, this blessing of the bikes, I want you to think about that for a moment. Are we doing everything for his name? Are we exalting him in everything that we do? Are we bringing excellence to everything that we do? Are we pressing in everything that we do? Not for our glory, but to glorify the King of Kings, to glorify the Almighty God, to do it in praise and incense, raised up to him to exalt his name, not just in heaven, but here on earth. Are we doing that? Can we press in this week? Can we share this outreach with people? Can we press in with our time and our energy sharing? This isn't just something that's happening in a parking lot. It's not just something to invite bikers here to our church. It's so that they can know and feel the presence of God. So we can bring the presence of God out into the parking lot. It's right there. So they can come into the fold so that they can know what it is to know the living God, so they can be surrounded with that love and that nourishment and that abundance that only he can provide. Lord, we're asking right now that this opportunity is one that reaches many, Lord, not for us, but for you, Lord. Lord, stir us so that we continue to press into this, Lord. That we say, hey, you know what? I can be there on Saturday. I can be there on Sunday. I can help to prepare for this. I can help whoever needs help, Lord. I know that I can help. And I will do it with excellence in order to just praise your name. Let my work, let this excellent be incense to you, Lord. I'm doing it to glorify you, Lord. There's so many moving parts for this. Lord, we need help. And if you're so inclined, make sure you guys sign up after. In the narthex, there's some sign-up sheets. There's a lot to do. And there's so many to reach. Lord, may our incense fill this place. May our worship fill this place. May you be exalted in everything that we do, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. How about a shout of praise? Come on, I think you can do better than that. Come on, how about a shout of praise? Hallelujah, hallelujah. The outreach is going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. And many are going to come to Christ. It's going to be amazing. You guys can go ahead and be seated. Hey, if you guys take a look up here on the screen here, we have a special message from Pastor Brad that he wanted to share with you guys.
Good morning, Seaport. Pastor Debbie and I snuck away for a few days, but we'll be back like really soon. But I didn't want to miss the opportunity to congratulate those who were recently baptized in water. Baptism is such an incredibly important thing. It just makes a public statement of an internal or private decision. So I'm so proud of the following. You guys are going to receive certificates in just a moment. So Rob and Maria, awesome. You know, Daniel, great move. Sam, awesome. So proud of you. And then our spontaneous ones, Brian and Allie. Oh, that was just so cool that you guys stepped up and did that. Anyway, I'm proud of you. You're going to get your certificates right now. God bless you guys. See you really, really soon.
All right. So as I call you guys' name up here, come on up. If you got baptized a couple weeks ago, you might as well just make your way up here because I'm going to call you here in a minute. So Brian, are you in here? Come on up, Brian. Come on. See that? He tried to get out of it. Here you go, Brian. Congratulations, buddy. How about Allie? Allie, are you here? There she is. It's okay. You can take your time. It's all right. Come on up. Don't go that way. Look at that picture. That's a changed life right there. There you go. Congratulations. How about Marie and Robin? Are you guys here? I bet they're coming next Sunday. Here you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Robin, there you go, man. Shabam, that's right. I love the Harley shirts. It's going to be fantastic next Sunday. How about Samantha? Daniel, you might as well come up too. Buddy. There you go, man.
Thank you.
Fantastic. How about one more big round of applause for everybody that got baptized? Actually, why don't you guys stand up for just a second so we can just, you know, our pastors are on a little vacation. They're getting a little rest and relaxation. So why don't we just take a moment to just pray for them? Father God, may our pastors, Pastor Brad and Pastor Debbie, may they rest well in your presence. May they travel safely as they make their way back. Lord, just continue to cover them with your hedge of protection, Lord, and may they rest well in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. How about just a big round of applause just for their rest, huh? That means no Facebook, Pastor Brad, for the next day or so. Anyway, you guys can go ahead and be seated. If you guys didn't realize, or you haven't realized, today is Purple Up Sunday, right? We're purpling up. I couldn't find a purple shirt, honestly. I went looking last night. I couldn't find one, so I had to get a purple undershirt and some purple beads. But I'm glad. Thanks so much for those of you that wore purple today to honor all of our military kids that are out there. And I see a whole stack of these. April is the month of the military child, still sitting on the narthex. So make sure you guys grab one of these and stick it in your Bible because, you know, they're not just military children in the month of April. They're military children all year round, and they continue to need your prayers because they do have to face a lot of difficulties. So we have just a little video up here to kind of thank them. So why don't you guys take a look up here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a military kid. Thank you for being resilient and supportive throughout our many years of service.
Thank you for helping mommy around the house and being so strong when I have to be gone for days, weeks, or months at a time.
Changing states, homes, schools, and activities isn't easy. But you took it as a new adventure.
The courage you have by going to 3 different schools in 3 years really makes me look up to you.
I am blessed, thankful, and grateful to have such beautiful and handsome loving kids who not only support me, but each other while I'm away.
You are the reason why I work so hard.
Thank you for always keeping your spirit.
Most of all, thank you for being you. Your smiles, laughs, and love are what have gotten me through every day away. I love you, and thank you for everything you do.
Yeah, how about a big round of applause for all of them, because they honestly have to do a lot when their parents are away. And if you take a look up here, just to say thanks to all the military kids that are out there, we have a small gift for you guys that's available for all the military kids out in the narthex after service. Melissa will be out there, and there's, you know, some little games for the, you know, the mid-range ones. There's some candy and some bracelets for the older ones, and then some awesome light-up wand things for the real little ones. So, hey, thanks, kids, for everything you do. Next up, we have Melissa is going to welcome all the new visitors. Melissa?
Oh, there's a different button. Okay. Can you hear me now? I want to welcome all of our first-time visitors. We're so glad you chose to join us this morning. We do that by clapping for you. So thank you for coming and spending your Sunday morning with us. We want to meet you. We want to get to know you. There's lots of ways to connect with us. We're on social media. You can see us on Facebook. And I think we're even on YouTube and Instagram. You can even email us the old-fashioned way. Or you can download our app. If you download our app, you can see everything that's going on. So in front of you, on some of the chairs in front of you, is a QR code. You can just take a picture of that, and you can download our app, and you'll know everything that's going on. There are so many things that you can do on the app. You can even give your tithe on the app. Did you know that? And of course, my phone doesn't recognize me. Here I am. Because as Christians, we want to be like God. And God is a generous God. And he gave his life for us. So there are certain spiritual principles that we, that as we give, we receive. Is the verse up there? There's a verse, Luke, that says, there we go. I learned it the old-fashioned way in the NIV. Given it is given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. You know, we can give our time, we can give our patience, we can give our compassion, we can give our forgiveness, we can give mercy, and we can give love, and it will return to you. We can even give money. So when we give our tithes this morning, remember, we're being like him when we're being generous with what we have. So there are lots of ways to give, because your tithes and offerings enable the church to be generous also. So you can text to give. You can use the app, as I said. That's my way of giving. And we even take cash or a check. There's kiosks out in the narthex, and you can just drop it right in there. But we use this to give opportunities to be able to do different things in the church, to, of course, pay to keep it all running. But we have all kinds of things going on, the blessing of the bikes, all these things that are funded by your generosity. So I want to thank you for all of that. Thanks. So this week, some of the opportunities coming up this week, we have our weekly prayer schedule. We believe in the power of prayer. We've seen the power of prayer work, and this weekly prayer schedule gives you an opportunity to come, even Zoom in if you can't come. Come in the morning on Wednesdays. Come in the evenings. Come and pray. There's something about unified prayer, don't you think? There's something about being together. Jesus said, where three or more of you are gathered in my name, I am with you. Yeah. So weekly prayer schedule. Don't forget that. Don't forget that because it's important. And we have Motorcycle Monday. Randy's putting together Motorcycle Monday, which is really cool. 6 o'clock, get out there. Hopefully, I think you got a good day tomorrow, so off you go. Yeah. We also have men's ministry on Tuesdays. Yeah, come on. So bring something to share. They have good food, good fellowship, good fun, but they also encourage each other, teach one another, stretch one another. Wednesday Growth Track, another way to stretch. Come and learn in all these different places. You can come to Belong. You can go to Bible Essentials. You can do Team Seaport. There's plenty of places that you can go to grow. That's why we call it the Growth Track. Ladies' Tea is on Saturday, May 13th. You saw Julie and Suzanne talk about that last week. I have 13th. Is it the 18th? What is it, Suzanne? It's the 18th. Okay, so mine was wrong. Sorry about that. It's the 18th. So change your calendars. Make sure that you're there. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I think they can sign up on the app, right, Suzanne? Okay. And then finally, we have a new ladies' Bible study starting on Psalm 23, and that begins on May 6th. Am I right? Okay, May 6th. And there's a video for that, so let's look at that. And just to let you know, the study guides are available at the Welcome Center for that.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Listen, if you're not involved in one of the ministries where you come and you're sharing time with the ladies or you're sharing time with the men's, then you really need to get involved. Right? This is a great opportunity for you to get stretched, right? For you to be involved with other women or to be involved with other men. For the women's one, it's not just available here in the building on Thursdays. It's also available online on Mondays, right? So make sure there's lots of ways to be involved. There's lots of ways to be connected. So don't miss the opportunity to get that genuine connection with other people and to share in God's word. So Mondays online, Thursdays here in the building, and then also for the men stretched on Tuesdays. Don't miss that stuff. Well, hey, we're continuing our series, Unstoppable, and the Reverend Chaplain Maxwell Abishai is going to be bringing us the message today on the inherited blessing. So Maxwell, why don't you come up and bring us the word. Good morning.
Good morning. Somebody asked me this morning that, what's your title? I said, call me Chaps. Because if you come to the Navy, all the Chaps are called Chaps. My last name, they don't mention Chaps. So, yeah. All right. We thank God this morning for his mercies and his grace. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that God is here this morning? And you felt his presence whilst we are doing the worship, right? God is good. And all the time. Hallelujah. Yes, we are. All right. We're going to, kind of, as Pastor Christ said, we are continuing our series Unstoppable, right? And we've gone through many series. Brother Adam, Pastor Chris, Pastor Brad, and myself, we taking you through some of those, sections. And today is one of those days that we are going to also dig deep and see what God did in the Church of Acts. But before then, let me say something. I heard this from someone, so I'm going to read it to you. But please laugh. Just laugh. If it is funny or not funny, you just fake your laugh. I'll be okay with it. That'll make my day. So laugh for me. Okay. Now, so Lily woke up in the morning with a big smile on her face. So her husband, George, asked, "What is making you smile this morning, honey?" She replied, her husband, "I dreamt last night that you bought me a beautiful gold watch for my birthday." And she asked her husband, "What do you think it means?" And George, the husband, said, "You will know tonight." So that evening, George came home with this small package and gave it to Lily, his wife. Lily was so delighted, looking forward to opening the precious gift from her husband. With a big smile on her face, she opened the package only to find a small box in a small book titled "The Meaning of Dreams." That is the man for you. You will know tonight the meaning of dreams. Just read them. Yeah. At least you smile, you make my day, right? Now, if you believe, if you are a respectful and obedient child of parent who has fortunes, right, I don't think it would be wrong for you to expect them to leave you an inheritance when they die. Okay? Bible said that every good father leaves an inheritance for their children. Proverbs 13:32. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children. So in our earthly family system, it is good for a father to leave inheritance for your children. And sometimes the parents also encourage the children, to keep the inheritance, to protect it, to keep the family legacy. Right? Don't just squander it. Don't just eat it, but keep the family legacy. Pass it on, right? Especially when it comes to land. I'll give you a land. So keep it and give it to your children. Now, the same principle is applied to we, the children in the kingdom of God. Amen. Jesus did not leave us as orphans. He left us something. In the form of power, in the form of a spiritual gift through him. Hallelujah. Now, Ephesians says, because you are united with Christ, Ephesians 1:11, because you are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. Every child of God has something to hold on to till Christ comes. Don't wake up in the morning and think you have nothing. With God, nothing is impossible. Reverse it. With God, nothing is impossible. Something is possible. So when we serve God, with God, nothing is impossible. Amen? Amen. Jesus left us an inheritance to hold on to until he comes. In Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18, also says that, here I am, and the children whom the Lord has given me, we are for signs and wonders in Israel, from the Lord of hosts who dwell in Mount Zion. Say with me, we are for signs and wonders. We are for signs and wonders in the house of God. Listen, for the fact that you are sitting down here is a miracle. The devil meant it evil, but God turned it to be your good. Let him alone. You should have died. You should have died last night. But by the power of God, you surprise the devil. Here I am. I did not die. We are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwell in Mount Zion. Jesus gave as a spiritual gift to equip the saint, to empower the church, and to draw people to him. It's about time you should buy into that. That people will just see you and call you a child of God. They saw Peter, he didn't open his mouth and say, you belong to Jesus. He denied it, even cursed them. And they said, no, no matter what you say, your action, your walk, everything portrayed Jesus. We represent him. Now, in Mark, we're going to do some more readings here, so bear with me, okay? In Mark chapter 16, verse 15 through 19, Jesus said, and he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. Now here, the new tongues is not really like speaking in tongues. It could be a new change of story. I used to be this, now I am this. I used to be broke, now I am rich. I was sick, now I am healed. Family was torn apart, now they have come together. Change of tongues, change of stories will happen to you. Hallelujah. And he said, they will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and they will drink any deadly poison. It will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will receive. They will recover. So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heavens and sat down at the right hand of God, waiting for the full manifestation of the sons of God, waiting for the full manifestation of the inherited blessing, the power to heal the sick, the power to raise the dead, and the power to transform life. All creation eagerly await for the full manifestation of the sons of God. So, if you wake up in the morning, your pets are looking. They are waiting for you to manifest. Yes, that's why when you are eating, your pet will come and come and lie down there and expect to just, there's some remnant for them to eat. They will just, give me something. But if you don't have enough and you don't, they will just get up and laugh at you and go, this man doesn't know what he's doing. All creation eagerly awaits for the full manifestation of the sons of God. They are waiting. It's about time we should take our position as Christians and walk as one. So it is noticeable in Acts, our main verse, that the inherited blessing was at work in the church of Acts. It is clear. In chapter 9, we saw a powerful transformative work of God, where Saul, a fervent persecutor of the early church Christian, was transformed to become one of the greatest apostles. Paul wrote 13 of the New Testament. So, in fact, all the church is run by Paul's letters. We also saw, in the same chapter that narrates, a miraculous healing of Aeneas. I was telling Pastor Brent, what do I pronounce this word? Aeneas or Aeneas or Aeneas? And the raising of Tabitha from dead by Peter. What a mighty move of God among his people. What a mighty move of God among his people. The sick are healed. The dead is raised. The sinners came to God. They took Paul, wanted to go and kill all the Christians. But God encountered him, and there was a transform. He was transformed into a new person. The word of God has power to transform you and I. Hallelujah. I'm saying that the word of God has power to transform you and I. Hallelujah. So I asked myself this question when I was bringing this message. So therefore, what did the members in the church of Acts and the apostles did that attracted such a magnitude of God's power among them? What is the difference between their church and our church? Jesus said that it's good for me to go, so that when I go, you do mighty works, right? Greater works. He told them. And I don't understand, but it's true. Peter's shadow healed the sick. Brother Adams, right? Peter's shadow just fell and healed the sick. Christ never did that. That's extraordinary work. So when you believe in me, you will do mighty things, mighty works, better what I did. He's still waiting for that thing to happen, to manifest among his people. I said it here one time, and I'm going to say it again, that for the fact that you don't see it, does not mean it is not there. It has to be discovered. You know, scientists are saying, we have discovered this, we have discovered that. The thing was there, and just somebody dig and discover it's there, right? And they discovered it. It's not like it's not there. It is there. So for the fact that you don't see it, does not mean it is not there. And for the fact that you see it, does not mean it's yours. You have to take possession of it. Demand of it. Take authority and demand. Bring it to your life. Pray them to pass. There's something the apostles and the members of the church did that attracted the full manifestation of the inherited blessing. Number one, they were committed in serving the Lord. Nothing more, nothing less. No left, no right. Wake up in the morning, the word of God. But Adam said what? Read the Bible back to back, cover to cover, right? Over and over, over and over. That's what they know. Committed in serving the Lord. Now in Acts chapter 9, that's where we pick our story from. Acts chapter 9, verse 32 to 35. And this is an amplified version. He said, now as Peter was traveling through the land, he went down to visit the saint who lived in Luda. In fact, the word is Luda. Some people say Lida is Luda. Luda, which is about 25 miles away, northwest of Jerusalem. There he found a man named Aeneas, who had been bedridden for 8 years and was paralyzed. That man was restricted in his movement. Some of you are not bedridden, but there's some kind of restriction in your life. Your money cannot get past 5,000. If you get 5,000, something should happen to go down to 5,000. You can't move. Something is preventing you from being what God has called you and I to be. This man was paralyzed. Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Now get up and make your bed. Immediately Aeneas got up. Then all who live in Lydda and the plain of Sharon saw him and they turned to the Lord. Hallelujah. Signs and wonders also bring people to Jesus. The gospel has power to deliver and to save those who trust in him. So signs and wonders also bring people to Jesus. And all of them saw him and they came to the Lord. Peter was committed in serving God. He traveled extensively on the highways of Egypt to Syria and from coastal Joppa to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel of Christ. He responded effectively to the word of God upon his life. And signs and wonders followed him. And signs and wonders follows him. That's all. Do what you can do, and God will do what you cannot do. That is life. Sometimes Christians nowadays, we are too comfortable. And yes, I'm a big fan of grace. Yes. The grace is there. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. But in our walk with God, there's something you must do. Because God has given us the power to do that. Amen? Do what you can do, and God will do what you cannot do for you. Signs and wonders followed him everywhere he goes. The inherited blessing. In Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, Bible says that those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. But they who know their God shall do exploits. But those who know their God shall do exploits. Great things, mighty things will happen. They shall do exploit. Those who know what their God demands of them and commit and engage with it shall do exploit. It's about, look, faith is good. And part of, and Melissa, thank you very much. You preached one of my sermons for me, so thank you for giving. We encourage you to have faith in God. It's good. But it's about time that we should rather know God. I know God. Not just to have faith, but I know God. Those that know their God shall do exploit. Those who know what their God demands of them and engage with it shall do exploit. There will be an outstanding accomplishment in your life. Hallelujah. How well do we know God, including myself? And what have we committed ourselves to do in the kingdom of God? You and I have to be blessed on this earth. In my class, The Kingdom, we are going through so many stuff there. And we say the kingdom could be now or tomorrow. Now, if the kingdom is tomorrow, then today matters, right? Sure. But if the kingdom is today, then I must live to enjoy what is in the kingdom. Your breakthrough and my breakthrough stems out the commitment in serving God. Now, when you operate as commanded, when we operate as commanded, We committed God's integrity to make good his promise. Staying committed to the things of God serves as a spiritual platform where we grow from strength to strength, strength to strength, strength to strength. Psalm 84, verse 7. We grow from strength to strength. Staying committed to the things of God is the platform from which we grow from strength to strength. Psalm 84, verse 7. Where we experience the full manifestation of the inherited blessing, that is the power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, and glory. Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. Where we inherit the blessings of power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, and glory. In 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9, we read, the eyes, I like this, the eyes of the Lord searching the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. He wakes up in the morning and he throws his eyelids on the world to see those who are committed to him, and he will strengthen you. Because you know it's not easy. The battle is not easy, right? For we are not fighting against the flesh and blood, but what? Against the powers and principalities and all those things, right? The necromancies. So God will throw his eyes on you and make sure that you have what you need to succeed in life. I said, in life, we don't fight to win, Christians. We don't fight to win. We fight from victory. That's our portion. Amen? No problem can arise for you of which the Lord is not aware. He's almighty, sovereign, omnipresent, omniscient. Right? So whatever that we are going through is not hidden from the sight of God. He knows it. Just be committed. And let him see. Let him do what he can do for you. So the church in the earth were fully committed, and that served as a platform that they encountered the mighty move of God among them. Let's continue with the story. Now in Acts chapter 9, 36 through 43, I'm going to read it. Now, in Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha, which is translated Dorcas. She was rich in act of kindness. Listen, she was rich in act of what? Kindness. Not money. So definition of wealth differs when it comes to we, the Christians. We are different, buddy. Our mind is different. The way we see it is different. I was telling one guy that in my class that, no, mathematician, when you say 1 plus 1 plus 1 is 3, right? 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 is so it's 3. But Christians, 1 plus 1 plus 1 is 1. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, it's 1. So we are mysterious people, mysterious creatures. So don't define wealth only as money. No. The time you spend, your kindness, your humility, they all form in the category of what? Being wealthy in the sight of God. You are not poor. He said he was rich in kindness. And it happened that she became sick and died. And when they had washed her body, they laid it in abscess room. Since Luda was near Joppa, the disciple, hearing Peter was there, sent two men to him, urging him, come to us without delay. So Peter got up at once and went with them. When he arrived, they brought him into the upstairs room, and all the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing him all the tunics and the robes that Dorcas used to make while she was with them. Then Peter sent them out of the room and knelt down and prayed. Then turning to the body, he said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and helped her up. And then he called in the saints and the widows, and he presented her alive.
This became known all over Joppa, and many came to believe in the Lord. Miracle brought people to the Lord. And all the people heard it, they believed in the Lord. 43. And so it was that Peter stayed in Joppa for many days with Simon the Tanner. The church in Joppa is now, which is now called Jaffa, just lost a generous, committed, and a beloved member. She was very important to the congregation. She died. Now, this was very disturbing and painful exit. Okay? So the church called Apostle Peter to come to their aid. We need you right now. When Peter arrived, he saw two things. Now, first, I said commitment, right? He also saw two things. Among them, when Jesus comes to our church right now, what will he see? Will he see unity among us? Will he see love? It's a question. Will he see unity? Will he see love among us? Will he see our giving, our heart, our faith, our prayer life? What will propel him to do signs and wonders among us? Or will he see Christians like a wood sitting out doing nothing? He expects to see something in his church. Because he gave that inheritance to us, that if we believe in him, we shall do exploits. So when Peter arrived, Peter saw the violent faith of the people. I call it the violent faith. A faith that won't let go until the desired result is achieved. Luke 18:1-8. A faith that will not let go until the desired result is achieved. A violent faith that he saw with them. Now, understand that before then, there has been no one has raised dead among them. They didn't know nothing like that, right? It's new to them. But because of their faith, they had so great faith that they expected God to use Peter to do what seems impossible. They've seen them healing the sick, all right, but to raise the dead is an extraordinary thing. But these people said, no, we serve the Lord that delivered. We serve the Lord that can also raise the dead, because Christ did not remain in the tomb. He resurrected from the dead and gives us the power. So the church said, we will want to see this happening in our life today. This lady is dead. She cannot be buried. A violent faith. Church, I encourage all of us to grow our faith in Jesus. Amen. For what seems impossible to be possible. 1 Corinthians 16:3. Be on guard. Stand firm in your faith in God. Respecting his precept and keeping your doctrine sound. Act like mature men and be courageous. Be strong. Fight the faith. Fight the fight of a good faith. Sometimes faith is a fight. You get that, right? Doctor says something, you say, I don't agree with you, doctor. You can struggle with your heart. I serve the Lord. It is not. It's a fight. Sometimes. The working of the Spirit is manifested in the exercise of our faith. Mark 10:23. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. All things means all things. It's possible. Jesus said that. If you can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Now, so Peter saw the violent faith of the church, and he also saw an overwhelming, he was overwhelmed by the power or by the generosity of Tapira. What is going on here? He went there, he saw people holding some tunics, and said, what is happening here? He was overwhelmed by the generosity of this lady. Listen, givers will never lack. givers never go down. It's principle. It's life is principle. Give, and it shall be good unto you. That's how you preach it to me, right? Thank you very much for that. Givers will never go down. Givers are always on top. Brother, please, can you, as I told you this morning, stand here and stretch your hands. Okay, I'm giving to him, right? Who is on top? Yes, givers are always on top. You can go down. Please, sit down. Oh, hello, no, can I have my $20, please? Yeah, that was just a, you know, the vanity will come. Givers will always remain on top. Please, let's buy into this gift. Amen? Scripture says, as Melissa read, and this is Amplified, give and it will be given unto you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, with no space left. Amplify. Say, with no space left. Giving is for your profiting far beyond the profiting of those that you give. Giving is for your profiting far beyond the profiting of the people to whom you give. Kingdom promotion investment opens the heavens and releases divine favor unto you. Kingdom investment. Kingdom investment. Tabitha ministered to the poor widow in the city out of loving heart. She was committed in loving the people and the Lord Christ. So her death was a big blow to the church and the community at large. So immediately that her death was announced, the people came. Those that he supported, they came with the tunics, you know, and then you were standing there. She was committed. She was devoted. She was a giver. So God has no excuse than to raise her back to life. To continue. Sometimes we have to commit God to do something. Push. P-U-S-H. Pray until something happens. Don't stop. Pray until something happens. God wants to see that. Very aggressive prayer. You want to see that? Peter. So he saw, like I said, their violent faith, right? Okay, and God has no choice but to bring her to back. Now look at this, I'm almost done. Look at this scripture. Now in Acts, we read that there was a man by name Cornelius, right, who was one of the Romans' captain, the regiment of captain of the army. The Bible said that this guy was a man of integrity. He was God-fearing. He gave to the poor and very prayerful. So one afternoon, this guy had an angelic visitation. God has to come down. Listen to me. God did not just sit. God came down to fix his need. And when the angel appeared, this is what the angel told him. The angel said, your prayers, Acts chapter 4, chapter 10, verse 4. He said, your prayers and charitable gift have ascended as a memorial offering before God. It can never be forgotten. Before God, Cornelius was commended before God, and God was attentive to his situation and has come down to help him. We read that as Peter was still speaking about Christ in the house, the Spirit of the living God fell upon them all. One man's behavior, one man's generosity brought the gift of the Spirit, the presence of the Spirit, upon all the people. Amen. Jesus Christ. Yeah. It takes one man to save the world. Yeah. Let the revival start from you and I. Yeah. The Bible said, for if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abound for many. Let revival start from you and I. Church, brethren, your commitment to the things of God, your violent faith in God, and your generosity will commit God's integrity to make good use his promise. God will answer you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to call the band to come, please, and we're going to enter into a time of prayer. Your commitment to God, your faith in God, your giving life in God will commit God's integrity and make good use his promise. Hallelujah. If you will, please be on your feet and let's enter into a short time of prayer. Now, please don't sing first. I'm coming to do something here. There's a song we sing in Africa, and I mean to sing it, but it kind of I'm going to sing it, okay? So hear me. No instrument. Hear me. It says like this. Miracle worker, miracle worker, come and do a miracle, miracle today. Come and do a miracle, miracle today. Amen. Amen. Destiny changer, destiny changer, come and change a destiny, destiny today. Come and do a miracle, miracle today. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle walking God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle walking God. Your name is Yahweh. We serve the miracle working God. We serve the miracle working God. We serve the miracle working God. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. We serve the miracle working God. God will change your destiny. God will change your story. God will change your address. The Bible says when Christ was crucified and buried, the woman went to go. They went to the tomb that he was buried. They thought Christ was there. But when they went there, Christ wasn't there. His address changed. God will change your story, I said. Yes. Jesus will change your story. Yes. If you will stay committed and be faithful and give to his investment, to invest in his kingdom, yes, there shall be a transformation. In the name of Jesus. Yes. God is in this house this morning, church. Yes. So church, as you, the band is praying, I mean playing the music, if you are here, you want to pray for God to strengthen your faith. Yeah. And God should cause you to increase on every platform. Yes. Yes. You're going to pray that God increase my faith, strengthen my faith, and cause me to increase on every platform. Yes. In my marriage, workplace, business, wherever I find myself, I pray for an increase in my life. Yes. Number one. Number two, we're going to pray that God help me to be committed to the things of God. It's difficult, but help me. So after they finish the music, please you come forward. And when you come, the prayer team will come behind you and support you in prayers. Hallelujah. I mean, please, let's go. Don't just get into the music. Worship God from your spirit and ask him to strengthen your faith and cause you to increase on every platform. They should call you, they should see you and call a child of God. You can't serve God for so many years and there's nothing to show. Faith is an evidence. There shall be an evident proof that you serve the Lord of it. You serve the living God. Hallelujah. Jesus, we bless you. Jesus, we bless you. As they are singing, respond and come forward and ask God to strengthen your faith and cause you to increase on every platform in life. Respond by faith. He's here. Come forward, church. If you want God to strengthen your faith, come. Tell him, God, increase my faith, strengthen my faith, and cause me to increase on every platform. God, I am lacking this area of my life, but I trust in you to make a change in my life, to make a change in my marriage, my health, my career, my workplace, my relationship with people. Let there be a change, Jesus. As you, God, transform Saul to become Peter, to become Paul, so shall you transform our life. You are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. You'll never change, oh God. Change our stories, Jesus. Let that be your prayer. That God will also help you to be committed to the things of Him, to invest your time, to invest your money in the kingdom, in worshiping God. God will help you to stay committed. In the name of Jesus. Let that be your prayer this morning, church. He's here. He's here. He's here. He's here. Hallelujah. Let that be your prayer, church. We trust in you, God, to do an extraordinary in our life, to change our stories, Jesus, to transform our life, to strengthen our faith, in the name of Jesus. Your eyes is on us, oh God. We trust you, Jesus. You said, come to me, all those who are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. We have come before you, Jesus. Father, give us rest. Father, give us rest. Father, give us rest. In the name of Jesus. Let there be a transformation in our life. Turn us around, oh God. Bless our going out. Bless our coming in, oh Jesus. We pray for your power. In the name of Jesus. Touch your people. In the name of Jesus. That's why I trust God. Let that be your prayer.
God.
He will never fail.
Church, soak yourself in the word of God, what God has spoken to you this morning. Avail yourself, avail your spirit for God to do something in your life. For with God, all things are possible, if only you will believe. You will see the power of God working in your life. You will see a total transformation of God's power upon your life. Those who want to see you and laugh at you, they will see you and bow in shame. In the name of Jesus. God, I pray for your people as they've come here. They have surrendered, O God, and submitted, O God, under your word and your power. Your word says, come to me, all those who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That is your word. We have gathered here, O God, expecting you, Jesus, to revive our life, to heal us, to cause any kind of dry bones in our life, oh God, to be alive again. We cause your spirit, oh God, to be with us wherever we will go. Let our presence, oh God, cause a fear among the enemy. Wherever they see us, oh God, may they see us as your children. Let your light shine before us, oh God. Strengthen our faith in you, God, and cause us to increase on every platform of our life. Our health, our work, our marriage, relationship with our family, our personal life. Jesus, cause us to increase on every platform of our life. We pray for divine favor. In the name of Jesus. We pray for your touch. In the name of Jesus. Help us to abide in you, Jesus. Your word says that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, in whom I will trust. We trust you, Jesus. I know that we will never leave here the same. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. The prayer team can still be here. If you need more prayer, please reach out to them, and then they will support you in prayers. May God bless you. May God keep you as you go home. In Jesus' name, amen. You are dismissed.